Journalist Rita Helwa, who works for the online news website Juba Echo, says she has experienced enormous challenges trying to access information as she goes about her work.
Sometimes when they say, let me get approval, approval will take time, will take years. And we as journalists, we are put at a deadline where we must submit the stories at a specific time. So for this is a challenge.
In 2013, the South Sudan government passed the Access to Information Act in hopes that individuals seeking any unclassified information would be able to access it. Majak Daniel Kwang from the Union of Journalists in South Sudan says the country has access to information law only in writing, not in practice.
As journalists, we are trying to do our best to make sure that we knock every single door, but at the end of the day, we end up being denied. So we journalists, we feel we are the more deprived by this access. We are not getting right access. There was the other day, one student journalist came to the union to request us to write a letter to media authority to grant her a clearance for her to be able to do a documentary within some markets. She was, yes, given by media authority a clearance, but when she came into the market, she was stopped from doing her work.
Last month, security operatives in Juba arrested Ding Magot, a freelance journalist with the Voice of America, alongside other protesters, and detained her for more than a week. Hairin Aya of the Female Journalist Network says most government officials are afraid to provide information to journalists.
Generally, there is a tendency of fear of giving out information. It could be because you are not doing the right thing, or because you fear your position. After giving the information, what will happen to your position? We have seen in the past the Ministry of Finance, the minister. He said something today, and then the next day he said he was taken out of context. And then later, what happened? Another thing, of course, could be what the security will do to you after giving information.
On November 17, 2015, the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, declared September 28th International Day for Universal Access to Information. 4 years later, the UN General Assembly adopted the same date as International Day for Universal Access to Information. Aya says the benefits that comes with access to information are many, including promotion of good governance and debunking dangerous rumors that circulate on social media and other platforms.
Access to information promotes accountability and transparency. And in the long run, if you actually give access to information, it will promote good governance, because people will be aware about what you are doing or what your institution is doing. But not giving information to the media is also very costly. We have seen in South Sudan where journalists go to social media and pick fake information or rumors because they cannot access the right information.
Moinga Nduru, Commissioner for Access to Information at the National Ministry for Information and Telecommunication, says the commission is not fully functional, adding most government information is not available online due to lack of internet access. Speaking today at an event in Juba, marking Universal Access to Information Day, Nduru said communication officers in most government institutions don't have the skill and knowledge to provide most information to journalists and researchers. Nduru says his office is working to help communication officers provide information to those who need it.
In South Sudan, we have trainers of trainers. These are TOTs, to train both public and private information officers to assist the public in accessing information. On the 13th of December, we organized a one-day capacity building workshop on access to information for the chairpersons of commissions, undersecretaries, and executive directors on the mandate of the Information Commission.
Despite that workshop, many journalists say access to information remains limited. Nduru says South Sudan Access to Information Commission faces challenges of starving and internet access. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.